I just didn't feel like
going to social. Started our recording. We have Riley and Mr. Penguin here with me. Riley, did you get any, have you had any NHXit calls on Free Talk Live?
Not lately, no.
That never happens.
That rarely happens, so. If so when people want to call in to Free Talk Live about New Hampshire independence.
Well, are you allowed to talk about New Hampshire independence on Free Talk Live separate from calls?
Sure.
Yeah.
We might have to have an NHXit centered episode, either by people calling in or something like that. Okay. I have little tiny bit of news here and there. I'm trying to forget what's the last stuff I've covered on here. Do you guys have anything you guys wanted to bring up?
No.
Okay.
I have nothing. I've got nothing so far.
Okay. Did either one of you guys watch the Texas National Movement Miller talk to Carla?
No.
I haven't watched that video yet. I've posted it a bunch of places. It's like 45 minutes long. So you can see that in any of the feeds that I fill up. That's there. And it'll be going in my blog post that'll happen tonight.
It's not 45 minutes of Carla talking, right?
Well, it's the two of them.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of video to watch or a lot of audio.
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched it yet, but I will sometime soon. Also, last time we recorded, there was that short conversation with Carla, and I thought it was Matt C, but it was Matt Sanastasso that was on with that lady from Red State something. So I hadn't seen it at the time. So I had it backwards. It was short and it was with Matt S. But yeah, this is, the guys in Texas are closing in on maybe getting a referendum done. You know, they can't do what we can do, you know, like, you know, their laws are different. So right. They've been trying to have like a referendum or a petition, like that the lawmakers have to make something so then the people in Texas can vote on it. And they're acting like it's close to happening this time around. So that would be cool. And then that way they'd be able to have a vote and then we'd see what happens there. You know, I don't know what steps would happen or how fast things would happen, but that's, you know, that would be moving forward. Same with us, if we were able to get if we were able to get to where we're proposing an amendment, you know, it has to pass so many different places and the people, but at least it'd be the next step. So I have a little article here from a couple weeks ago that you guys probably ran across. Teachers union lost this week in New Hampshire Supreme Court. And I'm reading the version that came from the Institute for Justice, IJ.org. It says, in June 2021, New Hampshire enacted the Education Freedom Account Program, which we've all heard about, right?
Yep.
And then they've been adding to it, providing Granite State families with educational choice beginning in the 2021-2022 school year. Program has been popular with more than 3,000 students enrolled. I think last year it got up to like 5,000. To qualify for the program, a student must be eligible to enroll in public school and come from a family that has an income that is equal to or less than 300% of the federal poverty line. I wonder what the federal poverty line is right now. Recipients can use the EFA for an array of educational expenses, including tuition, tutoring, and therapies. But while parents count on the program to help them educate their children, opponents think those parents Even parents who cannot afford other options should only be able to send their children to public schools. To that end, the head of the American Federation of Teachers in New Hampshire filed a lawsuit against the program, alleging that funding for the program violates the state constitution and state law restricting use of federal revenue from the state lottery. The Institute for Justice, the nation's leading legal advocate for school choice, is defending the program on behalf of three parents whose children are eligible to receive EFAs under the program. So that got struck down, right? The Supreme Court, like, would they even hear it? I don't even think they would hear it.
On appeal, I mean, yeah, I think they look over all of the appeals and then they'll decide what they'll take and what they won't.
And then let's see, since then, okay, another one of the things I looked at was, it's interesting, you can go to the state's website and see who they wrote checks to under this program. And it's kind of an interesting list of people that they wrote checks to on behalf of people for this $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 thing. You ready for, you want to guess who the top recipient was? Who did they write the most checks to? Any ideas?
I don't have any ideas.
You want to make a guess?
Who? What are they writing checks to? These are to institutions, private schools, and things of that nature.
Anybody that they wanted to, whatever the family wanted to spend money on.
Okay.
So, what do you think was the biggest one?
I have no idea.
Number one was Amazon.
So wait, they wrote checks to Amazon? Does Amazon take checks?
Well, I'm just That's saying crazy. That they spent money.
Okay, fair enough.
Right. And
interesting.
So
well, that's school supplies, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It was for books.
Yeah.
So Amazon. So this is for, I'm looking at it again, for 2021-22. Amazon got $800,000, and that was 4,000 different requests, 4,376 different reports. Then the second one was Trinity Christian School in Concord, which is a Lutheran school. Then the next one was Laconia Christian Academy, then Concord Christian Academy, then Mount Royal Academy and Portsmouth Christian Academy and Dublin Christian Academy, and then Staples. So, yeah, it's a very interesting mix. And this is the stuff that's just frying the hide of the people that are opposing this, like the teachers unions. They, you know, for those teachers unions and the bureaucracy, this is all money that didn't go to them.
Yeah. But
it's a very interesting mixture, you know.
So I did some digging on PovertyLine, and I think I found that for a family of four, they've got to be making less than $30,000 a year.
Yeah, and so this rule is 300% of that.
Okay.
So
90,000.
Yeah, that I remember that number. It was
high.
For
a family of four, 90,000. That's pretty low. I mean, that's like each parent making what, 45,000 each? I mean, that's
So I think if you made like 100,000 as a family, you weren't eligible for this.
Right. Most people in New Hampshire probably aren't eligible for this.
Yeah, so there was, you know, there was like 4,000 or 5,000 people that took advantage of it. And then, you know, so that was cool. But yeah, the other thing that people have joked about is they've acted like they're bankrupting the schools. Well, this is just a tiny thing. I mean, this is like,
You know what's funny too is that like this program actually has like some rationality to it, in that they're funding people who are making less money. So it's more like it's more of a welfare program as opposed to like welfare for the poor as opposed to welfare for the rich, right? Like
Yeah, you can't be rich and do this, and right. you have to be actually, you know, the money is going to a student, right? It's getting spent by the student.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not that unrelated to, I mean, it shouldn't be that different than a normal school. It's not that thing. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Have you guys heard anything new on the bills? Either the one about the secession bill by Jason Gerhard that wants to change the wording of the Constitution. We had gotten back the initial wording, and I don't think Jason had a problem with any of it. Have we had any updates on that one? I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, so I think that's the last. And then I don't know what the latest is with Matt Sanastazzo's one where it's talking about having a study committee. And I don't know if right. the wording of that came out the way he wanted or something like that. But pretty soon, I would think pretty soon we're going to get that final version of it that's going to be debated in January.
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, the legislative session is coming up pretty quickly, so they've got to have a final version pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. So, what would you guys be hoping would happen after NH exit in relation to these wars that are going on? What do you think should be the position?
You mean after we win?
Mm-hmm.
Russell's trying to say that if we're having the thought experiments of us being an independent nation as New Hampshire, what do you want to do with the wars? Well, I suggest don't fund them. I suggest saying New Hampshire is taking a neutral position. We're not funding Israel or Palestine.
It's not up to the government of New Hampshire to fund Israel or to fund the Palestinians. It's up to individuals if they so right. to fund, you know, either of those sides. Or and there's more there's like five different sides at least, I think, in the conflict. There's the Israeli government, but there's also like four different four or five different like splinters of like Hamas. Hamas isn't like one thing. It's kind of funny. It's kind of like a decentralized kind of like thing with different parts, kind of like New Hampshire, kind of really.
Do you think there's different kinds of Hamas in Gaza, or do you mean like, is there a different kind of Hamas in Gaza versus Lebanon versus Jordan, or what do you think?
No. My understanding is that in Gaza, like, there's different fractions.
Yeah.
There's different groups that go by different names, basically. And some of them are like, some of them are more agreeable to like peace and, having it like a treaty and things of that nature. And others are not like a small, I think one of the smaller fractions is supposedly anyway, is completely like totally off the, there's under no circumstances are they willing to like surrender or come to a peace negotiation where Israel continues to exist, basically.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. If we were successful with secession here sometime, what do you think would actually happen with the government of New Hampshire? Like if we were to leave right now, and we were living under the government of New Hampshire and it became a country, what do you think the people that are in charge of the government right now and the people of New Hampshire, what do you think they would do right now if it was up to them? Do you think they'd be
whether or not to... the New Hampshire government, if we were independent,
yeah, do you think Israel, people would want or... to, yeah, would they want to fund part of this? Would they want to join?
I think that there's enough people in the government of New Hampshire right now that would want to fund the war with Israel as supporting Israel.
I don't know about that. I feel like there's I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of that, only because I feel like New Hampshire already, like, I think on other issues, like, we're not getting rid of the police, even if New Hampshire was an independent country. Right. We're not getting rid of the schools, even if New Hampshire was an independent country. It's just, is that those things aren't happening, at least at this time. But funding wars overseas, I don't know. I think there's a real restraint in New Hampshire about wasteful spending, you know, of the money, you know, the dollars that they're taking from us. But I don't necessarily, you know, I'm not under any illusion that, like, they're not going to continue to take money from us. They are. It's just, they do seem to spend it a little bit better and less of it, than other states. So,
you know, that's funny. I hadn't thought about that myself, but I think I'm thinking the same as you, because, I mean, the day we secede, the schools will be spending just as much money. There'll be just as many cops. Right. All of that stuff will stay the same. But for the state of New Hampshire to actually shift gears and start sending money or troops or buy weapons of war, I mean, that'd be a whole different thing. I think we'd all be squabbling about what we should do here, and it wouldn't include going somewhere else.
Yeah.
I had thought about that. What do you think, Riley?
I guess that might be a better outlook than I was thinking, because I thought that, you know, the people of the government of New Hampshire especially might be more pro-Israel based on my life experience with governments leaning certain ways. But now that you guys are talking about it, I'm reflecting and thinking that maybe New Hampshire might be less prone to fund wars than, and maybe they might, I guess.
Don't think, you know what it is, Riley? I don't think it's so much that they're less prone to fund wars as they're less prone to spend money.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, because obviously, like you're saying, Riley, the average politician in New Hampshire is very Democrat or Republican, and they go by what's the national narratives, and they pay attention to what the parties pay attention to. You know what I mean? Just like when you talk to people on the streets, lots of times that they're much more clued into national politics than we are. But it does seem like if we were somehow separate, it's just like, I can't imagine them being ready to just hop in. You know, like, because like you're saying, Mr. Penguin, you know, they usually are, you know, trying to find a way to not spend so much, or they're trying to do their own pet projects and stuff like that. And we don't currently have a military industrial complex in New Hampshire. Right.
Ooh, no, I don't. I mean, that's not entirely true. There is in, I think, is it Nashua? Somewhere in New Hampshire, there is a military industrial complex. There's multiple aspects of it. Now, the government of New Hampshire may not have a military industrial complex, like, you know, obviously, but I'm trying to think who, there's some of the big military contractors have, like, they don't have like their whole operations in New Hampshire, but they have like operations in New Hampshire, like where they manufacture and research and design that kind of thing. I can't for the life of me think of like who or what.
Yeah,
you would know the names though if you heard them.
And yeah, I just don't think we don't have the headquarters here, but I think we have some of each of those, right?
Yeah,
there's a place here in Keene.
I mean, look at Portsmouth. Portsmouth's this guy, a military base.
Yeah. Well, and like there's a place in Keene where a guy told me that they come, the military comes and checks their quality control every month or two. They fly into the Keene airport, come over here and check how their parts are going, you know.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're supplying some sort of military thing, you know. I think it's Timken or something like that, you know. They're just one of many parts, but yeah, that's.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's likely. They
there's that kind of stuff all over the place. Parts. You know, but it's not like we have this, you know, perfectly entrenched, you know, thing where, you know, like I, like the senators and congressmen for New Hampshire aren't always talking about how they're bringing home the bacon to their district, to their military guys, right? It's just not quite the same. But I don't know. This is the, that's why I was asking you guys, because it's kind of interesting to think about what would happen.
I mean, the population, you have to keep in mind, the population in New Hampshire is 1.3 million. Yeah. We're one out of like 300, we're a little over one out of 320% or percent, as a fraction, it would be, of the population of the United States. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, we're not, you know, it's, I doubt there's a whole lot of sway in that regard too, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, New York City definitely has a lot more people than the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, we have, yeah, we have a half of a percent of the U.S. population. So, you know, yeah, we don't have much say over things.
We're more like a third.
Well, if you take that, if we're like 1.5 million, and you take 330 million, you know, then we're like, we're at 0.4%.
It's smaller than what you're saying, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's tiny. So hopefully they won't see. We don't. They'd only be losing less than 1% of their country. Right. We're not asking for
pretty much. We're just asking to be left alone by the federal government.
This is kind of funny. I wonder what percentage of Americans could pinpoint New Hampshire on a map. If you had a blank map, right? Who could
most people can't name hardly any states, any of the smaller ones.
I bet you like fourth grade, maybe fifth grade, like a percentage could, but outside of that, I doubt many Americans could place New Hampshire on a map.
Yeah, probably not.
Especially pick us out on the map between us and Vermont.
Yeah, right.
or just by shape, you know, us, Vermont, or Delaware or something, you know.
Yeah, I have to think about like what states, like if I went through the map, like what percentage of states would I be able to tell you like what they are if they were blank? And I don't know. I don't know what percentage I could tell you. I mean, I could certainly tell you a lot of them, I think, but I am wondering like which ones might I F up on? And maybe I could get all of them, but I don't know. I mean, like I've traveled to a lot of these places like plenty of times. So like I have an idea where a lot of them are, but like it's been a long time since I've been in fourth, fifth grade, right? Like where I was taught that kind of stuff. So, and if you ask me the capitals, oh my God, I don't even want to think about capitals.
Yeah. I don't know if I can name all the state capitals or the states either. I definitely miss a few.
Well, see, that's the other thing is. Almost no one would know that Concord would be the capital of our new country.
Yeah.
Most people won't know that one.
I probably didn't know that until I moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah. What other things? I'll have to come up with a new subject for next month. But, do you guys think we've talked ourselves out for a half an hour? Maybe this is enough for this week.
Yeah, I think it's more than enough for this week, unless somebody's got something productive.
I don't have anything, so I think we're good for the week.
Okay. Well, good talking to you guys.
All right.
Yeah. And I'll stop my recording.
All right. I'll see everybody.
Thanks, guys.